This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And on the list of epic corporate failures this year, I don't think anything ranks as high as Apple's ill-fated map experiment. It's been 3 months or so since Google Maps, good old reliable Google Maps, was unceremoniously dumped from the new Apple operating system. But today, Google is back. A new map app for the iPhone, right at the top of the most downloaded list in the App Store. But I told you so's and bragging rights, sweet as they are just the smallest parts of Google's triumph, as Marketplace's Queena Kim explains.
You've heard the old adage, location, location, location. Well, in the age of mobile, you'll be hearing it a lot more. Ronald Goodstein is a marketing professor at Georgetown's business school.
The big growth in marketing now is locational-based marketing on your mobile. And Google earns about 97% of its revenues through its advertising.
And with its new iPhone app, it has the potential to make more. After all, half the U.S. smartphone users are on iPhones. And unlike the previous Google Maps, Google can advertise on its new version.
It's 12 o'clock and I'm on 95 South heading down to Florida. Well, here's the restaurant you may want to stop at.
Google Maps might also serve up ads for hotels and fruit stands. We're not there yet, but analysts believe this scenario will unfold in the not-too-distant future. But Google's scoring another win, and that's in the court of public opinion. Colin Gillis is an analyst at BGC Partners.
Apple makes great products, but in terms of their software development, they're not the best.
Gillis says Apple's map fiasco is reinforcing an emerging narrative that Google is a king of mobile software. And for the first time in recent memory, Georgetown's Goodstein says you're starting to see a slight crack in Apple loyalty.
Loyal Apple users want the Apple hardware, but now they're willing to compromise on the software.
And if Apple has more failures, that crack could turn into a fault line. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.